Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. Raised with Jesus is the biblically Lutheran podcast for Toledo and beyond. And today you have your Sunday preview for September 29th, 2019, Pentecost 16. Here in Resurrection Lutheran Church, we are concluding our sermon series, our look at the Lord's Prayer. And so today we're especially considering Deliver Us from Evil, the seventh petition. And then we're concluding with the doxology, For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And of course, throughout this entire series, we've been following the selected readings, the appointed readings for every given Sunday, using the Christian Worship Supplemental Lectionary. We're in the Gospel of Luke, so that means we're in year C. Year A is Matthew, year B is Mark, year C is Luke, and John kind of supplements in around the edges, especially during year B, because some of the readings from Mark, they've got a lot of action, but not a lot of a lot of extended teaching from Jesus. So here we are. We have a reading from Luke, and I guess I'll start with our preview for today. For the past three Sundays, we have seen that the narrow path to heaven is marked by division and humility. But another warning is coming this week, today, that the life of faith may come at great personal expense. Counting the cost of discipleship leads to true wisdom. And so today, as I had mentioned, we are concluding our look at the Lord's Prayer, and part of that, you know, the deliver us from evil, the main question we're going to be asking and discussing and thinking about is, what is evil? You know, not just naming things that are evil, but how do we identify evil? What exactly is evil in God's world? And our gospel reading kind of gives us a little bit of insight, and I think the two go hand in hand very well, that if we understand what evil is, the way God defines it, then our gospel reading is going to make a ton more sense. From Luke chapter 14, beginning in verse 25. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus. He turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, if he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, to see if he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, everyone who sees it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build, but was not able to finish.' Or what king, as he goes out to confront another king in war, will not first sit down and consider if he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? And if he is not able, he sends out a delegation and asks for terms of peace while his opponent is still far away. So then, any of you who does not say farewell to all his own possessions cannot be my disciple." The two main points that Jesus tells, or the two main points that he makes in these two short parables. The first one is talking about counting the cost and the fact that there will be great personal cost to be a Christian. That the life of faith isn't just Jesus loves me, this I know, and that's all I want to know. But the life of faith means carefully considering, am I willing to follow Jesus even to the point of death? And that's our confirmation promise. But perhaps it's even more pertinent to say, am I willing to follow Jesus even to the point of pain and of sacrifice? Am I willing to follow Jesus even to the point of ridicule and bullying and loss? All of those things really come into play. And that's a very good reason why, I usually share our confirmation promises fairly early with whoever is being confirmed, whether it's an adult or a child. And with a child, I share it also with the parents, and I say, all y'all should sit down and talk together about what this means, and what does this look like, and because I want you know, this is a serious promise, and I want us all to think it through before we stand up and say it. It's not just checking another box in the church world. This is a promise that, with the Lord's help, that you want to remain faithful to Him even to the point of death, and even to the point of everything else that leads up to death. And so Jesus tells us to count the cost, and he kind of expands on that in the second part of our gospel lesson. When he talks about that king who is sending a delegation, the king who is not able to with his army withstand the cost that it would cost him, and where he would be utterly overwhelmed. And the application that Jesus makes in verse 33, so then, any one of you who does not say farewell to all his own possessions cannot be my disciple. And that's really just one specific application to the greater principle, the greater idea that he had just introduced in the previous paragraph about counting the cost. And here, one specific cost of possessions. And so in the rest of our service today, you know, we have our introduction from the confessions. You see again how God wishes for us to pray to Him, also for all the things that affect our bodily interests, so that we seek and help, expect help nowhere else except in Him. But He has put this matter last. For if we are to be preserved and delivered from all evil, God's name must first be hallowed in us, His kingdom must be with us, and His will must be done. After that, He will finally preserve us from sin and shame, and besides from everything else that may hurt or harm us. But all depends upon this, that we learn also to say, Amen. This means that we do not doubt that our prayer is surely heard, and that what we pray will be done. From the Large Catechism. And so we conclude with our prayer. We pray. Lord Jesus, you have truly taught us to pray, and pray well. Grant that we mindfully pray the prayer that you have taught us, with the priorities and the blessings you have promised. To your name now and forever be the glory. Amen. You can find us at 9 a.m. at 2250 South Holland's Savannah Road in Maumee. You could also check out the show notes and click that link, yearbook.wells.net, to find a church closer to where you live. And if you're not able to make either of those, be sure to tune in at YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.